and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 226. How the devil are we all doing? It's still raining here. It's still biblical. And no, I did not go back and watch the end of that diabolical film you all recommended. But I did find something else to watch, and I really enjoyed it. I could not believe it was 17 years ago since I saw this episode. Oh, I thought it was about 8. Scary beans. Anyway, I enjoyed it. NCIS. First episode. Yankee White. Absolutely fabulous. Loved it. Hello, Simon. Yet again, beating Jonathan. Jonathan. Oh, or did Jonathan beat Simon? No, I think you'll find Simon got in there first, Jonathan. Oh dear. CQ, Deb. No, Jonathan says he was first in. What's going on? It's been a long day.
No, Simon was first in.
Simon, it looks like Simon was first in because he says, good evening, MacBiters. So I think I'm calling that for Simon. Although the official umpire isn't actually in yet when Kim arrives, but she'll look back and she'll give it Simon. I know she will. Oh dear. Hello, Paul. Johnny is gaslighting.
What do you mean Johnny's showing himself as first? You mean he's sat and he takes screenshots?
Simon says, was that photoshopped? In Jonathan's own mind, Jonathan's first. We are definitely going to need Kim on this. You lot are absolutely barking crackers. Oh, love you guys. He's quite right though, isn't he? But you see, what everybody else is seeing, Jonathan, is that Simon was first.
You know what I'm going to do?
Oh, poor
I'm
Jonathan.
Going to log into the back end because that's the definitive source of truth.
Oh, right, okay. Drum roll.
Never mind what Kim says.
Play nicely, fellas. Paul, you know that that's impossible. Because they're both barking.
Simon... Yes. Was actually first.
There you go. So it was only in your mind.
This is like a steward's inquiry, isn't
it? It is, yeah. It's going to a photo finish.
Yeah. Simon says, good evening, Matt Biters. Johnny says, hey. Johnny says, only just beat you, Simon. Simon says, sorry, what? And that is the order that it's in the back end. I can take a screenshot
take
if you
a
don't
screenshot.
Believe me.
Yes, take a screenshot.
I will.
Why is Paul saying no Elaine yet?
I don't know, but I heard you.
I can hear you too. I'm here. Hello! This isn't boding well if somebody can't hear me. Paul's not hearing anything. Oh no! Can somebody tell Paul to refresh? We are here, Paul, and I am actually talking to you. There you go. Oh, right. Jonathan, we believe you. It's like having your own little winner's certificate, isn't it?
Right.
We could call it a draw, but, you know, the back end's definitive. Maybe your own hello comes in first. You reckon? Your own post comes in first?
Right. I'm going to... I can take the order. I won't put the times in because it includes the IP addresses.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
No, but the order's there. So if I upload that, drop the thingy.
All of this because the boys are scrapping. What can I say? Lulls you into a fond sense of security. Jonathan did it. It's really funny that, because a few weeks ago, I had a point on the board and I was robbed. Annoying, isn't it?
Morning, Neil.
Hello, Neil. We're scrapping.
We're not scrapping.
We're not. No, I'm just enjoying it.
Scrap, 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 scrap.
Oh. I haven't actually published yesterday's show yet because I've got to do magic with the... It's a long story. But yesterday's show does have a title that I thought I'd share with you because I know that you will appreciate this. Yesterday's show title just came to me. Just inspired it was. It's dusty and the rather fetching Jim Jams. Now that is a good title for a show.
I like that.
Dusty's in the title. Dusty's so cute. What a little face. Oh dear. Dev got the black screen twice. Think of it as a prize. what's the metadata saying? Good grief. The metadata is right. Thank you. Oh, are you going to tell them about the status of your support tickets?
Which ones?
The one that they actually used the A word, or the S word, depending on what they actually said.
I can't remember what he said, but basically they apologised for the thing being down.
About time.
Yeah, but they still haven't updated, because I sent them another one.
They're working through a backlog. The majority of the backlog is Mike.
I sent them another one that said, as you're aware from previous conversations, I've been working directly with the developers. It's not a slur on the service that you provide, but sometimes it's easier to work directly with the developers than go through a third party.
Ooh, meow!
I said, and whilst you're at it...
this sounds like something I'd write.
Could you update to the latest version? Because that apparently, possibly, fixes some bugs.
So, if we unceremoniously vanish during the show, what's happened is Mike's asked them to turn the server off.
Oh, no, they can wait till after marooned.
Did you tell them that?
No.
So, like I said, anything could happen. Oh, but, you know, it's 2020, so whatever.
They run about 20,000 radio stations. We can't take total priority.
Can't we? Has he not met me?
I'm pointing the bugs
out. Didn't you send him a T-shirt? Matt Bites and Sodas Elaine.
I'm pointing the bugs out to them. We can't have everything.
Do you know, I bet they sit there with their bug reporting system and a mail comes in. It says Mike Thomas, and he thinks, oh, not again.
Yeah, like you with... Physical.
Oh, yes, they hated me at Physical, didn't they? I got such a snottogram back from Physical, I stopped using it. We like the new colours, it's just you. And the bit about...
Yeah, but they were nice until some point. Did they change personnel or something? Because we used to have a good laugh with them.
Yes, what happened was...
Elaine's found another book and we had a laugh with them.
Yep. That was because you were actually dealing with the developer. There were two developers, weren't there?
Yeah.
And they then got in. You know when you get in like a virtual assistant to handle your support tickets? Yeah, he'd clearly got out of bed the wrong side. And he was just downright rude. Downright rude. So I wouldn't recommend them on the basis that their support's downright rude. I do still use BusyCal, but only for heavy lifting. And, you know, one of these things, this is not heavy lifting, but it's amazing that Google can't do it. You're looking at your calendar in month view. And imagine the scene here. I'm scheduling another month's worth of marooned because, like, we're not getting our lockdown anytime soon. Not before I'm pensionable anyway. So I'm looking at the month and I want to hold the option key down and drag the last episode of marooned. Can't be done on Google. The process for duplicating something is absolutely horrific. So I bend my own rule at that point and I open BusyCal and I just drag, drop, and then go back into Google and rename them all. But I wouldn't recommend using it. No, we did used to have a great relationship. They provided MacBytes with our first prize, didn't they? Many years ago. Gave us some licenses to give away. They were great. We loved them. And then they got this idiot in to look after support, and that was the end of that.
Neil's come out with a great idea.
Go on.
I should put a ban on Johnny and Simon.
Oh!
I can do that. I can ban a ban per IP address.
They'll only use a VPN. Don't be ridiculous. The pair of them are way, way, way good enough to outwit you and your bloody IP blocking.
Oh, talking of that.
What have you done now?
Nothing, no, the fiasco at work.
Oh, this one's a classic.
Obviously at work, we're
it's
only...
It's like taking a chisel off somebody, isn't it?
Yeah. Obviously at work, I mean, this has been like this for years, but at work, as in a lot of companies, you're only supposed to use certain software. a notion, as far as I know, it isn't amongst them. I mean, I've known for years people on the quiet have been using Evernote, and that's not supposed to be used. And before we had Workplace, we had Chatter. And before we had Chatter, we had Yammer. So we've had social networking for quite a while.
Before you had that, you had two pigeons.
So people would go on... yeah, I know what it was. Somebody went on Chatter and said, can I use Trello my own personal use at work? In other words, they wanted to keep their own to-do list, I think it was, which could have included work stuff, but also possibly could include it personal stuff. But they basically wanted to log into their own personal version of, you know, account of Trello. And somebody came back and said, no, the to-do app is Microsoft Planner or something. And somebody said, and this was a senior person that said that. And somebody said, did you read the question? They want to use they want to be able to log in through the AZ network to their own personal account. So, as far as I'm aware, Notion isn't, you know, one of the authorized apps that we can use. But somebody came on Workplace today and said, I can't get on Notion, and it's a really important project management tool.
So I immediately said to you, didn't I, when was Notion granted status to be used at AZ? Mike went, think it has.
But that's it. People use the tools they want to use. And they
that's not what Jonathan's put. Hello, Kim. Jonathan said, I'm not having some dinosaur telling me I've got to use Word 2003 because that's what's approved. Can I just point out, Jonathan, Word 2003 was the zenith of brilliance in Word. But I take your point. Do you know, if you take that to its logical conclusion, can you only use a quill pen?
True. So anyway, so I thought, well, I've got a Notion account and okay, it's a personal one. It's not an AZ one. Well, it wouldn't be an AZ one because it's not
officially supported.
And I quite often connect to Notion using my AZ laptop. So I tried and I couldn't get there either. And this person said it was after some update to the laptops. And I even disabled the VPN because you don't have to use the VPN when you're working from home unless you want to connect to an actual AZ, you know, server. If you connect into the cloud, you can just connect directly. And it still wouldn't work.
So
I ended up going, you know, through all these VPNs. I had the European one. I had the Chinese one.
You won't get much on that, but carry on.
And I still couldn't connect to Notion.
It's like an AM radio in November. You can't hear much.
It's as if they've banned it. And it reminded me of, first of all, we've only been able to get on YouTube for about the last 8 years. YouTube at one point was banned.
It was all because of the sneezing panda.
The sneezing panda, yeah. Mm. And there was another one. Oh, that was it. Pixabay. Yeah, we all know Pixabay because, you know, Elaine's talked about it a million times.
It was why that was banned. That was the classic.
Because I think somebody got confused with Pirate Bay.
And so if something had a bay in it, it was banned.
Yeah, like eBay.
Yeah.
It was me that had to approach somebody senior, having worked my way through God knows how many people to say, who has ultimate authority to take this website off the banned list? Because I have been telling people to go and use this site as a source of royalty-free photos when I do my PowerPoint training.
The thing is, you know, like when you do PowerPoint training, if you're doing standard PowerPoint training and you don't know the people on the course, then any stock photos are useful. But the people putting together presentations at AstraZeneca could do with a lot of medical stock imagery, which is tricky to find, but Pixabay have got some.
Well, we do actually now have our own internal image bank, but obviously it's not as good as Pixabay. Plus the fact I wouldn't be going to the AZ Image Bank on a Saturday when I'm posting to Facebook to say this is what's coming up on Brooklands.
No, no, you wouldn't.
Looking for a guitar or a piano or something. Going back to Johnny's point about...
Just before we do. Hello, Tracy!
XL 2003, good enough for the track and trace system. I've been asked to look at a spreadsheet that's not working. And the person who's mentioned, who's asked me, has put in this email, we ran out of rows just like the UK government.
You couldn't make this stuff up, could you? I mean, the government, it proves that they pay peanuts, get monkeys, clearly. In fact, that's unkind on monkeys. It is. Do you know what I've not done today, Mike?
What?
I've not done the old, let's have a look at the news. So, all right, the pandas are on standby. Oh, the mayor is moving on from the COVID funding row. He's announced a new business help scheme and is moving beyond the arguments of recent days. Lovely.
Scotland to ease pub and restaurant restrictions.
Do you know some of the stuff that I read on here? I just sit there.
Shaking.
I mean, I've just totally misread that. This is a good one. There's a little picture of Tony Blair, who now looks about 304. He didn't age well, did he, as PM? Anyway, underneath it, it says, and I'll actually quote you exactly what it says. In my defence, I've not got my glasses on. It says, Blair defends granting peerage to Janna. I've just read that as Blair defends granting peerage to Jenna. And I'm thinking, why is he giving Caitlyn Jenner a peerage? No. Janna. That's somebody totally different. In fact, he's dead now, isn't he?
Who? Greville Janna.
Greville Janna.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, it was him, wasn't it?
Oh,
I tell you what happened today that was absolutely classic. There was a hoax going round the internet.
Yeah, I've just seen that.
About Woolworths returning. Now, Woolworths was like a store with a long heritage, shut down a good few years ago. The number one reason anybody ever went into Woolworths was the pick and mix. So if they just opened up a pick and mix counter, that would do. We would be there. You could get bags of pick and mix or like tubs of pick and mix. It was heckishly expensive. But you just like the idea that you could pick. Can you imagine now each one would have to be individually wrapped four times?
Do our American friends know what pick and mix is?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
Pick
pickandmix.co.uk.
Just in case you do, basically, it's bags of sweets and you just, you know, pick what you want and mix them up.
Yes. Still dealing with a broken fridge. Oh, no. Now you're trying a reboot. I didn't know fridges rebooted.
Caught someone trying to break into your car.
Oh, good grief.
I hope you battered them, Kim.
Set Kiva on them. No, she might pick up something. What imbeciles are about? I mean, why? Did you drive somewhere or was the car at your house?
See, Kim's not heard of pick and mix.
I'm loving this, Neil, also in Sydney. Woolworth is our main supermarket in Australia. So you've kept yours. Oh, wow. It wasn't really Tesco's here ever, was it? It was kind of household goods. Did they do books? I think they did. And they did a bit of records. But it was basically the pick and mix. If it was Mike and I, it was like, let's go look at the pick and mix. But it was all a hoax. They're not coming back. It was an internet hoax. Oh, tell you what I did watch when you were all goading me to watch TV stuff. That film. I will never forgive you for that film. It was diabolical. But I did get recommended this on YouTube, which if you look at the comments underneath it, people are not pleased.
There you go, Kim. Go and have a look at that link.
Why can't I find this now? Oh, and I also saw a fabulous, fabulous documentary. Real tongue in cheek, honestly. Why on earth have I got that there? All right, never mind. About Denver International Airport. Did you know about Denver International Airport and all of the conspiracy theories? It was an absolute blast, that video. It was an hour and 15 minutes, and I absolutely loved every second of it. It was a scream. But I'm trying to find a video I watched the other day. So, history. Let's go into the history and find it. Have you seen how many videos I watch on YouTube? Right, let's go find it. Right, there it is. No, it's not. That's if the lights go out. That was another one. No. It was before that. Keep going, before that. Oh, I've watched one of my own videos. That must have been a good one. Oh, come on. It can't be that long ago. Unless I watched it after that. I've even got musicals in here. Oh, and I've got the best film ever, The Cat from Outer Space, 1978. Absolutely fabulous. No, I am not seeing it, not even in my history. That can't be right. Let me do a search. All right, so I've got that one and that one. That's fine, but that's not what I'm looking at. There it is. This is not real. It is what they're calling a pseudo-documentary stroke documentary drama. But having watched it, they've actually got the real newscasters of the day in this thing. And apparently it was shown in May 2003. And at the point it was broadcast, it was set in the future. But it was recorded as if it was a documentary about things that had already happened, if you're with me. So you'll understand. It is absolutely fabulous. It's called The Day Britain Stopped. Obviously, it's been up there for the last 8 years and it's shot up the charts on YouTube at the moment. And I think it's because it's kind of like COVID. That's not good. Let's get the link. There it is. The Day Britain Stopped is about a mass transport accident. It's very, very well done. Can highly recommend that one. A new Velop system. Oh, Paul, you mustn't tempt me like that. There's nothing wrong with a Velop system I've got.
Let's I'm teaching Kim all about pick and mix.
Right, I'm reading all about... hang on, it's moved.
Right, Wilco do pick and mix.
Drove about 1 mile from my house to walk on a flat area by a school. That's just disgusting.
Sick. Yeah.
Isn't it? In this day and age, with the problems we've got, you do not need that as well, do you? Oh, those Link sisters look nice. Are they pink? Or is that just my eyesight? I prefer the white. Although, having said that, the white's starting to look a bit yellow. So maybe the black would have been an idea. But the white were much, much cheaper. Literally, I think the black were £150 each. So £450 for three in a box. And the white were £210. So I would have gone with the white anyway. Ooh, Tracy used to choose toffees. Toffees were my favourites. When I was a kid, and chocolate eclairs, Benson's chocolate eclairs, they were, perfect. Not keen on, is it Cadbury's that do chocolate eclairs now?
I think so. That's what you do, Kim. You go to the store, you get a big bucket or a bag or a little bucket or a little bag, and you just fill your boots, as they say.
Ooh, Denver Airport's only 30 minutes away. It's a crime channel that I watch. She is fantastic. Her name is Stephanie Harlow. And she does really detailed stuff on crime. But she does a thing called, you know, it's a pun on her surname of Harlow. She does this thing called Harloween. And she'd particularly decided to do like weird stuff, not necessarily crime. So she starts off and she says it's like, it's called Tales from Denver International Airport. And there's this like glowing horse on the thumbnail. And I'm like, this one looks interesting. I just love the way that she does her stuff. She's really good. So I start watching it and I'm like, Okay, so this isn't like a crime thing. This is like some international conspiracy theory. It went on and on, and all of the conspiracy theories were just amazing. But she'd got some great B-roll footage from the actual airport itself and underneath the airport, where there was some system put in for the baggage that was that bad they don't use it anymore. But it was one of her best videos, I thought. And she was like, I'm not saying that I believe this stuff, but... So I just thought she did a really good job with it. And I now know a lot more about Denver International Airport than I ever knew before. So I'll put this in. I'll put this in as the Denver one. All right, there you go. Worth seeing. It's really funny. Especially about the horse. What people thought of the horse. Just, you wouldn't believe these things. And yet, it's there. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that. Thought it was good.
I like those Halloween pictures, Kim, that you've posted on.
Right, let me have a look. Ooh, flat penny toffees. Simon. Did you always eat those out of the Quality Street?
Yeah, I did.
You go to the store and pick what you want. That's exactly what you do. You're going to go Hero Pro 6, available 2nd of November. What I've got is okay at the minute, so I'll probably stick with that for a bit.
What are those things that look like eggs? They're probably mini eggs or speckled
eggs. Mini
eggs,
I'd have thought. The Shining was filmed about an hour. Oh, wow. I've only seen that once, and I made the mistake of watching it on my own. I found it was a scary film, but I think it was one of those films that there was like a scene in it that had become so iconic. You spent the majority of the beginning of the film waiting for the scene, and then everything else was a letdown. Another one like that was Psycho. I mean, obviously, when I first watched Psycho, it was probably at least 20 years after it was released. And it wasn't as scary then as it probably would have been at the time. But the shower scene was like iconic. I actually thought the worst scene was at the end with the mother. But they then started doing like Psycho X number of years later with the same actor, Anthony Perkins, who I thought was an amazing actor. And there was a scene in that was just horrific. I don't know why now. I think he'd left something on a body, and he'd put the body in the boot of a car, and then he'd put this car in like a local lake, and he had to go back to get the body out, to get whatever it was off the body. And as he's diving in, there's all these other bodies floating up. Oh, that was terrifying. That was terrifying. But there was some really good humour in that as well. So I appreciated those. But The Shining, not something to watch on your own. Let's just say that. New South Wales residents can now travel to Tasmania. You've not been allowed since March. Wow. How do the Tasmanians feel about that? Are they keen? Because you know who is not included in our stats, Mike, and I can't fathom why? The Isle of Man.
Yeah.
I mean, have they just shut up shop or what? Is nobody allowed to go to the Isle of Man anymore?
I don't know.
Tasmania had very few COVID cases. That's because you weren't allowed to go there. The blue horse with the orange eyes is creepy in person and ugly. It didn't look good, but I thought, surely, you know, they've like done a video in the worst possible way. But when you saw like normal video of it, it's this huge horse. It's like, why? So much money was spent on the artwork in the thing. And obviously people, conspiracy theories are like all the rage now. There was more conspiracy theories about Denver International Airport than anything I've ever seen or heard. It was just amazing. But fascinating, because like I've never been there. But when you see like the design of the place and all of the rest of it, it's like, wow. And now if I ever did go there, I'd be like, I need to see this, and I need to see the horse, and I need to see the monkey. I don't know how true it is. I really don't know how true it is. It all got conspiracy theory related to, is it Mount Cheyenne? Mountain Cheyenne? Is that something like that? Cheyenne? I don't know how far away that is, but it all got involved. So that was why the video was an hour and 15. But it was. I enjoyed that. I watched that from the beginning to the end. Didn't have a problem with that.
They're cool pics.
Where are we looking now?
That Kim posted in Slack of Halloween.
Oh, I haven't seen those yet. I'm looking at this one of yours with the mini eggs. I think they are mini eggs, aren't they?
I think they are mini eggs.
Now, mini eggs were nice. When I used to eat stuff like that, mini eggs were nice. They've got like a hard shell on the outside, or they used to have, and then chocolate on the inside. The hard shell will melt, though. Did you have Smarties in the States? They're a little bit like Smarties, aren't they?
Mm.
Oh, cream eggs. Cream eggs will be available now, ready for Easter.
Yeah.
Honestly, they're usually out before Christmas, I swear. There's a Stargate on it. That made it into the video, Simon. There was like a side-on view of the mountain, and it showed you this kind of tunnels underneath it. And part of the conspiracy theory was that they tunneled out, or they dug out from underneath Denver International Airport, which you would think you'd have like a flat base and they build upwards. They were saying that they ended up taking out more soil and rock from the foundations than for a city and a half, and that there must be something underneath there. And she did make a very, very good, that you cannot argue with, comparison. Have any of you heard of H.H. Holmes? As in Sherlock, but not Sherlock. H.H. Holmes. He was one of the first serial murderers, and he actually built a murder hotel. So he was a fairly wealthy guy, and he wanted like rooms where he could boil people alive or electrocute people or drown people. And what he did was he got like a team of workers to build a room. And then he sacked them and he got another team of workers to build another room. And the idea was that nobody apart from him knew how these rooms were connected with secret panels and secret passageways and all kinds of stuff. Particularly that he used the rooms to murder people, and each one had some kind of like secret passageway to the basement. So he would open the secret passageway in the room and drop the body down into the basement where he had a furnace. And the bit that she was using the H.H. Holmes comparison was that Denver International Airport was built and they got in some contractors number one, and they built a little bit and then they sacked them. And then they got another one in and they built a different bit. And then they sacked them and they got another one in and built another bit. And she was making the comparison that just like the H.H. Holmes Hotel, where nobody knew there were like electrical things under the floorboards and body dumps, nobody knew what on earth was going on under Denver International Airport either, because they kept getting sacked and another team being brought in. So nobody had the full view of anything that was going on. It was amazing. If you've never heard of the H.H. Holmes thing, I'll find you a decent video on it. It is mind-blowing. And it's a genuine story. There were two people who did a really good video on that. One would be Stephanie Harlow, and the other would be Eleanor Neal. And it's just a stunning, stunning, stunning story. Let's see if I can find the Stephanie Harlow one. I've got loads of videos on it, but not the Stephanie Harlow one. Hang on, where are you? Let's put Harlow in after it as well. If you've never seen anything like about it, you need to go see it. Unbelievable. Oh, it's still not coming up. Good grief. Why are you not coming? Maybe she... Oh, she must have done. She must have done. Yes, it's called The Murder Castle. I've got lots of her videos coming up and not that one. You know, this is an interesting point. She always says at the end of her videos, make sure you're still subscribed. And the rationale is, what is happening is her subscriber number. She knows what her subscriber number is. And people are automatically unsubscribed. She said it's a game that her and YouTube play. And I'm putting in exactly here what I would expect to bring up this H.H. Holmes video. And it's not. So let's try Murder Hotel. And lose the Holmes and see if that comes up. Nope. I am still getting the video from Eleanor Neal, which is a good video about it. So we'll take that one. We'll take that one. No, not that one. Where are we? H.H. Holmes. Is that one? It is. If you've never seen an Ellen and Neil video, you'll love the accent. Where did you say the accent was from?
Me. Mm. Oh, Hull.
Hull accent, Hull. Is it? H.H. Holmes and the Murder Hotel. It's a great story. And if you can get past the accent, you get used to it after about 5 minutes. She's great at what she does as well. Oh, I love these guys. Right, let's have a look. Kim's always wanted to go to Tasmania. Where am I? I think I was looking at New Zealand, wasn't I? New Zealand looked lovely. Oh, there's a definitive guide there. I definitely need to look at that, don't I, Kim? I had no idea. I just thought it was an airport. Shows you, doesn't it? There's all these things going on and you have absolutely no idea. But there was more than one. Oh, yes, that was one. That monkey living in the suitcase thing. That was one. And they actually had one that talked. I'm not even joking here. But the horse was huge. The horse was absolutely huge. So that was very, very interesting. I will have a look at that. Excellent. Loving that. The building of the airport had more to do with politics and poor management than anything abnormal. Do you know, I think you like to think that politics is so organised that it's easier to believe in conspiracy theories. But when you see what politicians get up to, you just think, no, never align anything to be a conspiracy theory if there's a politician involved, because it's probably just stupidity. But there was just so many of them, it was a scream. Kim's hoping if Trump loses, he gets mad and tells us about Area 51. Do you know, I can't. The closer it gets to election day, the less I can see Trump losing. I don't know why. It's just a feeling that I've got. And I know that justice has just been appointed, hasn't she? And it was said that one of her first jobs might be to sort out the election. And I'm thinking, because the election, it was the hanging chads, wasn't it, with Gore, that was basically too close to call. And then wasn't last time there's some trouble because Clinton actually won more of the vote, but not in the Electoral College vote. And I'm just thinking, can you actually imagine Trump giving a concession speech and handing over to somebody else? Because I can't, unless that's just me. I don't actually see Biden pushing it too far if he didn't get in. I don't know. Maybe he would. I guess it's going to depend on how close it is. Or I would say it's exciting, but actually it's terrifying. Given that Trump's involved, it's terrifying what could actually happen. I mean, if there was like, it was very, very, very close and there are, do you call for recounts or something? Who's got the football in the meantime? Because didn't they say he was in hospital and he had the nuclear button next to him? He might just be tempted to press it if he didn't win. You never know. You never know. Oh, Simon just thinks Area 51 is boring military stuff. I don't know. I really don't know. There was a thing, wasn't there, about storming Area 51. And they got really, really nervy about it and enacted some legislation on the fly, basically. So I don't know. Wouldn't surprise me if it was something totally different. Let's put it like that. Deb says we have a giant blue bear looking into the Denver Art Centre. It's almost as tall as the building. Several stories, I think it's 13, not sure. There was a lot of artwork, a lot, and it seemed an excessive amount in terms of value to have on permanent display and also to commission. And then there was the thing about the horse being jinxed because it killed the guy who was making it. He was putting, I don't know what the right word is for making the horse, but he was making the horse and there was an accident and a bit fell off and he died. And it was already behind schedule and his son completed it in the end. So there was like a story with that as well. It was just everything. The History Channel talks about Area 51 a lot. It reminds me of the X-Files, that. Biden thought he was running against George Bush. I saw that. And they then said, and I don't know how true this is, that he was referring, that, that the George at the end of it, when he said like 5 more years, George, that the guy who was interviewing him was called George. I don't know. But he does look, when you guys were saying he's not well, we'd only been seen, been shown real tiny snippets. But when you actually watched him in the debate and stuff, he just doesn't look a well man. He looks, because you, I said, wasn't Biden, if he won, wouldn't he be the oldest? And you guys said, no, Trump would be. But by comparison, just in terms of the body language as they're talking, forget the words, because, you know, they're moving, their lips are moving, they're lying. Just the two of them together, he looks about 20 years older. He really does. I only remember him from being VP to Obama. And back then he was, he looked about 40 years younger than he does now. Let's put it like that. So let's see how that goes. He has a guy that carries the football. Do you think he'll give it to him? Do you know how I'm thinking about the football at the minute, Kim? That film was so appalling. I'm up on Amazon Prime Video. It said, you know, you might like this. And I looked at it and I think it was series 8 of NCIS. And I thought, I know I haven't seen it in a good few years. I don't think I've seen NCIS since Mum died. So I don't know what series was the last one I saw. But I thought it would be really nice if they had on Amazon Prime back to series 1. Series 1, episode 1. Let's take it from the beginning again. Just so you're up to speed with all of it, do you know what I mean? All the nuances of it. Because it got quite technical at one point with Le Grand Oui, who was played by Robert Wagner, I think. So I clicked on the thing, went through to series 8, and then I clicked on the drop down. And there's a certain number of episodes free on Prime, all the way back to series 1, episode 1. So I thought, yes, watch that, Yankee White. And it was to do with Air Force One. And they had a guy, can't remember his name, but they had footage of George W. Bush, I think it would have been. Yes, it was. Getting on this flight. And it was 2003, which I then looked up, so 17 years ago. He was getting on Air Force One. And then the camera flicks to the inside and they've got somebody who was the image of George W. Bush. And he was talking to the people involved. And so the whole episode ensued. So once the first episode was over, the second one starts automatically. So you only get like 10 seconds of the credits and it goes into the next episode, which was one about a parachute that failed to open. But there was a little kid in it and he'd lost his dad. And if you've ever seen it, Gibbs, who's played by Mark Harmon, is really good at woodwork. And this little boy was sat in a half-finished treehouse crying because he'd lost his dad. So he has a word with him. And he says to him, what's the password for the treehouse? And he said, what's the point? It'll never be finished. My dad died. And I thought, oh, he's going to finish the treehouse for him. Anyway, towards the end of the episode, that's exactly what happens. The kid gets out of bed because he can hear somebody hammering away on the treehouse. And it's Gibbs finishing it. So the lad says, can I come in? And he said, have you made a password yet? You know, what password are you having? And the kid looks up at him and he says, Semper Fi. I thought, oh, that is a cool password. So I'm enjoying that. I am not enjoying that pandemic film. Isn't it sad when you're watching things you've already seen? But I must admit, I didn't remember half the story. It was that long ago. And Mayer would have been 2. So Mayer in his terrible 2s. Did we ever see the end of anything?
We saw the end of 24.
Didn't we stuff him with that many treats he couldn't move for probably a month when 24 was on?
Probably.
It was like, he'd pre-bark. And he'd be like, here, have a treat. Have another treat. Just shut up till the end of the episode. Oh, dear. Let's have a look. I'm going to scroll back up. It stopped scrolling for me. Not good. Yes, anyway, NCIS football. The guy on Air Force One who had the football in his hand was the one that died. He dropped the football, which not good given what it is, and keeled over. And it was all to do with a poison that was put in the clothes. So the football was passed from one person to another. If Trump wins, he'll spend the next 4 years organising deals that favour his companies for the future. Well, if he's out of work, that's what I'd expect him to do. He'll go back to his business, surely. Oh, businesses. And just run them. Didn't he hand them over to some kind of trust while he was president? I think you're all ruling out a Trump victory. A little bit prematurely here. We'll see. We'll see. I don't think he'd do anything if he's not elected. It's been the opposing side that have had the mental breakdowns. Oh, it's just getting from bad to worse, isn't it, this? Bad to worse. Trump and the bleach. The thing is, whatever they gave him, he did seem to recover rather quickly. And haven't they given it to somebody else? Maybe Area 51's a beach drinking project. Bleach. I presume you mean bleach. But yeah, maybe it is just a beach where people go and they don't have to suffer the news that we are subjected to. You know, if the news wasn't on 24/7, I swear mental health wouldn't be an issue. There is such a thing as knowing too much when 95% of it is complete garbage. But you don't know which 95%. In the debate, he called Trump Abram. Did he? Missed that bit as well. He just doesn't look well. He looks... Put it like this. If he was your granddad, wouldn't you tell him to sit down and put his slippers on? He just doesn't look well.
And dust off the will.
Yeah, I would. He just looks really not quite with it. I mean, there's a programme over here. I don't know if you have it there. It's called Have I Got News For You? And it's basically a news quiz based on what's gone on in the week, but really, really satirical. And one of the comments they made on there was that basically Biden's team thought Biden had done incredibly well as he stood up for 90 minutes. So they're already, it's like being framed, isn't it? That he's not well and he doesn't look well and he can't stand up. It's being framed that way. Whether it's true or not, I have no idea. Maybe they had him propped up somewhere. You believe Trump's very unpopular in every other country except Israel. Well, I think they love him there, don't they? Hello, Mrs. Simon. Kim thinks Biden will win. A deep recession when he knocks down the country and gets rid of the oil production. I'm not 100% sure Biden will win. I think people, they don't like in America, it seems to me, any show of weakness. And didn't they do exactly the same with Hillary Clinton, saying she wasn't well, that she'd had some kind of brain thing more than once and she had these glasses on and it meant that she'd been in and had an operation and she'd not told anybody and that. And basically Trump was saying she's not fit enough. And the same thing's happening again. So don't rule out the fact it could be another 4 years of Trump. Who knows? Can I just say, it's 2020. When he got in 2016, he didn't think it could get worse. But hello, 2020. And we got Boris last year. Yes. Oh, somebody said that on the programme. Something about, I don't like to say, or something like, we've always said you get the politicians you deserve. And then last December happened, so we'll leave it alone and move on. Oh, we can swap you, Boris, for Joe, if that helps. Can you imagine Boris and the Don together running a country? Any country. There was a classic clip. Did you see? You didn't see that programme, did you? It was a clip of Boris being interviewed. And the questioner, I don't know why, he had a bee in his bonnet about Leeds. Jonathan would have appreciated this. Mummy and Daddy Isaacs live in Leeds. In fact, Mummy Isaacs works at the hotel in the hospital in question. The question that he asked, just one question, was what funding to the last penny are you giving Leeds National Health Trust? And he started bumbling on about, oh, we've increased funding, blah, 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 and he rabbited on for a good minute and a half. Didn't mention any figure at all, didn't mention Leeds. So the guy said, Now, what exact funding are you giving to Leeds NHS Trust? And Boris started you know, bumbling as Boris does. And he usually gets away with it. So when he'd finished again, the guy said, right, and for the third time, what is the figure that you are giving to Leeds NHS Trust? Boris, the camera pulls back. Boris reaches under his chair and he pulls out a sheaf of papers. And he's flicking through these papers and it's got the figures on it. So he's obviously looking for the figures. So he's looking through and he says, and he's reading out bits as he's going. And in the end, he just started sort of smiling and virtually laughing and said, come on, somebody must have the figures for Leeds. Come on, come on. Like looking round the room at all his advisors. Which was a very human moment. But surely you know when a reporter comes in what they're likely to ask. As advisors to the PM, that's your main job. Your number one job is to advise him what questions they are likely to ask. And they unanimously did not have, they didn't advise him on the question, nor did they have the answer to the question. Utterly ridiculous. What's going on in here?
Does anyone remember Brezhnev? Looked like he was wheeled out of the freezer most of the time.
Oh, dear me. Both sides make excuses for their own candidate. They do, you're quite right. So Kim don't think Joe will last his full 4 years. He hasn't got there yet, Kim. Hang on. They weren't stupid enough to give him bleach. Well, I saw his doctors. They were photographed outside the hospital. And again, it was on Have I Got News For You, this photograph. And it said they looked like a boy band about to start a dance. And, you know, if he's okay, why are the 27 doctors outside? So this is from Neil. Will you show us the Kindle ecosystem and working with other types of documents? So I requested in Slack. I will go and have a look at what you've had to have to say in Slack and I will have a look at it. You watched another PDF video, Deb. I guess you're a muggle when it comes to all of this. Do you mean making a PDF or working with a PDF? Mrs. Simon, it's incredible to think how many people live in both of our countries, even small UK, and yet the election process distills us down to these fine specimens. I totally agree. I actually said to Mike earlier today, I had the news on. I know I shouldn't. It's all right. The pandas were lined up just in case. But I was really pleasantly surprised. And I am not, I'm more than happy to admit, I am not a fan of Nicola Sturgeon. But she was on and she was doing her Boris bit about where they're at, where they're going, the levels they've got, et cetera, and what they're going to do about it. And it was very well received in terms of people weren't shouting scum at her or anything like that. And then Ruth Davidson, who used to be the head of the Tories in Scotland, but is now just a standard MP up there, got up on her hind legs to do a reply to her. And they were so respectful of each other. And I thought, that's how it should be. They didn't agree, but it was respectful. Couldn't we have the two of them fighting out instead? Because, you know, it just gets... Is it a bloke thing that it gets nasty?
It must be.
You reckon? Well, Margaret Thatcher had a moment, didn't she? I mean, she would bang a handbag.
True.
But it's just got really, really nasty. And these two were respectful and it made all the difference. I agree with Neil here. I remember them saying that the Republican plan was to win with Trump, have him impeached, and Pence take over. Trump has to be the most underestimated politician ever. Nobody gave him a chance, did they? Both when he said he was standing, and then when he was finally nominated, right up to the results coming in, he had no chance. And he proved them all wrong. I think he could do it again. I really do.
Brazil's ambassador welcomes Biden's offer on Amazon. Is he trying to buy Jeff Bezos out?
I think it could be a different Amazon.
Yeah, it's the Amazon forest. But I don't think of that these days.
No, I don't.
When I think of
it's a secondary thought to me.
Yeah.
Tracy says, remember Roosevelt and Kennedy had big health problems but were good presidents. Was Roosevelt the one who actually spent most of his time in a wheelchair? Because I mentioned that a few weeks ago and basically they tried to keep it from the people. So it was kind of propped up. I don't think it really matters what sort of health issue. If you think of like, what was his name? Hawking. Stephen Hawking. I mean, he was, what was the thing he had? The disease, it was,
don't know.
It was progressive as well, wasn't it? It's a degenerative disease. So he started off and he could walk around and everything. I think he got into a wheelchair in his early 20s. But in the mind, he was as sharp as a tack. Does it matter that he's in a wheelchair? I personally don't think so. I mean, he lost the ability to speak in the end, but the computer could speak for him. I don't think it matters, but I think it, the optics seem to matter to a lot of people. They don't particularly matter to me. But a lot of people, they do. Do you know who I think could totally have wiped the floor? This is going to be controversial. Who could totally have wiped the floor with Trump? Michelle Obama. I know she said she's no interest in politics at all, but I thought they were kind of priming her. She did the book and everything. You know, when you do a book and then, oh, me, stand for president. No, don't be ridiculous. Oh, I'm the hat in the ring. I thought a lot of people would get behind her, but maybe not. I could be lighting the blue touch paper. I don't know. I don't know enough. We need Churchill
walk
back.
Away.
Yeah, walk away. Walk leave away. Leave it alone. Oh, dear. If Biden's internal polls show he was behind, he'd be out of his basement if he can and go on the campaign. No, I'm not saying that his internal polls are saying that he was behind. I think they could well be saying, oh, yes, you've got this in the bag. I just actually think people say they're voting one way and then actually vote another way. It happened here with Brexit. It happened last time in the presidential election. I can see it happening again. People might not want to say, I will vote for Trump, but I think there's a good chance they might vote for Trump. So I don't think people necessarily tell the pollsters the truth at all. And that's happened so many times lately. What's an NPC? What have I missed there? Melania is an NPC. I don't know what an NPC is. Oh, no. Oh, I saw a picture today, Simon, that was talking about him having mini strokes. I think it was on Twitter, so, you know, treat that as you will. But basically they said his face was glued together. And I thought, pardon. And they'd done this kind of half picture thing. And his face looked totally different.
Monetary Policy Committee.
Oh, right. Let's have a look. I do remember Brezhnev. He did look dead for years. You're quite right. Yeltsin kept alive on vodka. Oh, dear. Wasn't there the film, Letter to Brezhnev?
Yeah.
The guy who was in that, who played the young guy, then played the head of the Spooks thing in Spooks, you know. Lovely saucy eyebrows. Good grief.
Letter to Brezhnev.
Making a PDF. Oh, right. Okay. Eyebrow singular.
Alexandra Pigg was in it.
She was.
And Margie Clark.
It was a lot of the Liverpool actors,
Alfred,
wasn't it?
Melina.
Yes.
Who was married to Jill Gascoigne.
Jill Gascoigne. Is she still going? Does she die?
I don't know.
She's got raging Alzheimer's.
She died this year.
Yeah, I thought she might
2020.
Have done.
2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, she died at the end of April.
That's probably why I don't remember much, because everything was going on, wasn't it? But I knew she was seriously, seriously ill, and he looked after her so well for many years. She was older than he was to start with. Pence's vial.
She was 83.
The fly didn't think so, Simon. The fly was quite keen. So Deb watched a PDF creation video on Creative Live by Jason Hopper. Did a good job. I know there are different types of PDFs, ones with more actions. Just hadn't thought about it a lot before. Yeah, he does a lot of work on Illustrator as well, doesn't he? Been doing that for a long time. That was it. Polio, wasn't it? I remember now. Right. Obama's been campaigning more than Biden for the last 4 days. Yeah, with a second body on my screen, Kim. That went down really well. I was fascinated. Don't ask me a word he said. Just couldn't get my eyes off it. He insisted no photograph ever taken when he was in a wheelchair. I think that's quite sad. It shouldn't be like that. You should challenge assumptions like that, but I can understand it. I can understand it. It wouldn't have made a jot of difference to me whether I voted for him or not. But I can understand a lot of people. The optics matter more than the truth. Unfortunately, that's what gets us into this mess, when the optics matter more than the truth. I know Kennedy had back problems. Hadn't he had an operation on it as well? Wasn't there a kind of splint in his back or something? You thought she was an awesome floater. She certainly got a lot of respect. I agree with you, Mrs. Simon. Do you remember when she came over here to that school and they were just totally mesmerised? Mesmerised. Paul's voted. So Paul would like to draw a line under it now. Would that it were that easy. What time will the results be in? What time am I going to have to stay up till? She's really popular in the UK and some interesting and inspiring talks. She did. And I thought when Meghan Markle came over, she was basically the same. And then that all went to heck in a handcart, didn't it? People who voted him in are now ashamed. I don't know. I really don't know. There's a lot of these things on the news where they tour around America and it's places that you wouldn't normally see. And it's like, is that America? It's not an external vision we have of America. And some of them are like, yep, Trump. And others are like, heck no, it's very, very divisive at the moment. You need somebody who can join everybody. And you said, I think the last one was Ronald Reagan. Everybody loved Ronald Reagan, didn't they? Now, didn't he go a bit forgetting things? Didn't he call Princess Diana David? There you go. Yeah, that there is definitely history with this. And she didn't bat an eyelid. Bless her. She didn't say a thing. It's easily done. There's a lot of stress. He's got to think about the football and everything. Oh, a non-player character. Oh, right. I don't do games. This is why I don't know. Computer generated, not real. Melania's been subbed out for a double. I don't know how she manages to catch. She's got this kind of serenity about her. She kind of wanders around as if she is in some kind of bubble, that she has no idea what everybody thinks of her husband, or certainly the press. She's just in another world. In another world, bless her. You can tell how confident the Republicans are by how fast they're forcing through the Supreme Court position. They're not 100%. I don't think either of them are 100%. All I'm saying is, if in America, and I don't know, I'm not there, I don't watch their news 24/7. If in America it's just assumed that Biden's got it and he's in his bunker with his feet up, you know, thinking I'll just write me Inauguration Day speech, I wouldn't be so sure. That's all I'm saying. I think it's too close to call, and that what people say and what they do are two very, very different things. Especially when Trump's saying, like, you know, we'll make America great again. He's saying, he's pushing all of the right buttons, the emotive buttons, the emotional buttons. And Biden's in a bunker with a mask. It's not good optics, is it? But hey, they've got Obama out again. Maybe they can convince people he's standing for a third term. Or him and his twin, in my case, with the two bodies that he had. But hey, never mind. She comes across as an invisible Dolly Bird type. Mrs. Simon, that is so true. But you've never seen her doing anything other than supporting her man. I wonder if she'd signed up for that job originally. When she got in there, you know, there is a job, isn't there, being the First Lady. And he wanted to be president, maybe, but did she ever ask to be First Lady? That must be very tough. What if you want to carry on doing the job you've got and you don't really want to be First Lady? We've had that in the Catinians, haven't we? Mm. Where a guy has taken on the role of president, but the wife doesn't want a bar of it, and one of the other wives steps up and she's like, he's first lady. Seriously. And it works, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Right, let's have a look. Smart and sociopathic. Oh, Neil. The press don't seem to say much about her at all.
Do I take it it's half term in Sydney and Neil doesn't have to go to work?
Neil's got his feet up.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's all right for some.
Oh.
Or is Neil at work in the office?
Never forgetting the spitting image, President, where the brain was missing. I remember that. Wasn't loved by all at first. It was years later. When he started getting soft. I did read that we got a tiny little snippet here, Kim. You're saying she's fluent in seven languages.
She is at work.
And wrote a nice piece. We got a little snippet that said that, you know, when Barron was ill, and there hasn't been much said about him. I don't even know how old he is. But they were saying that he is fluent in, is it Slovak, her language, and talks on the phone to his grandparents over there all the time. And that it was a lovely piece. So we were talking about his kids and saying that his kids were really well educated. Well, Barron's already got two languages before you go any further. And Slovak's not an easy language. You can't, I mean, he would literally probably only have his mother to talk to in Slovak in the States and his grandparents abroad. That's the trick, is it, Simon? Ronald Reagan talking like he had compassion. Well, it would be a start, wouldn't it? Instead of all the arguing. It's a bit much. All the arguing just gets too much. Nancy Reagan was a nut. Didn't she have that anti-drugs campaign thing that the...
Just say no. Yeah, no.
The Grange Hill crew went over to. It turned out years later, these kids we sent over to America as the Just Say No campaign were on a coke binge while they were there. Just saying. Multitasking at work, Neil. I'm impressed. When is your half term? Or do you have a half term? You thought Barron's grandparents emigrated to the US? As I heard it, maybe the conversations he's having on the phone, but then if they were there, then he wouldn't need necessarily to talk to them on the phone. So I don't know. As I heard, it was conversations on the phone. An hour and 20 minutes before the kids arrive and you're on your own. That's the blissful time, Neil. It's all downhill from there, you know.
Boy, what are you listening to?
We used to get our radios, our little trannies, confiscated when we were listening on a Tuesday lunchtime. Tuesday lunchtime for the top 40. Monday lunchtime
for the FA Cup draw.
The FA Cup draw. You had to hide it. Oh, there were trannies up nickel legs and everywhere. It was like, all bring a radio in. And then what we'll do is, and somebody would fall on their sword. So you'd be sitting there at lunchtime in your classroom, which you weren't supposed to. You're supposed to be outside running around. But you'd be sitting there and then the dinner lady would come in and the radio would be on. And she'd be like, give me the radio. And somebody would hand over a radio and we'd all sit there in silence and she'd go. And then we're like, right, I'll get another one out. So there was about eight of us. And you had to go and collect it from the school office at the end of play for the day. Sorry, miss, won't do it again, miss, till next week. tell us you don't do that. Tell us you do not do that.
Confiscate radios.
Oh, no, 7 weeks until the 6 week summer break.
No, he confiscates iPhones these days.
Yeah, that's probably more likely, isn't it? In fact, can we have a day count, Mike? Not the day we're on, which is 226. No, we need a day count to when you finish for Christmas.
Me?
Because in my head...
About 5 weeks.
Let's have a look. Let's move it up. Mike's finishing for Christmas. Drum roll, please. On the 4th of December. We do like a long Christmas holiday. And if everybody could manage to stay alive until he returns to work, I'd be very grateful. But particularly after last Christmas.
Yeah.
And the one a couple of years before that.
Yeah.
And the one before that. So if you could all just stay alive, that would be most helpful. So how many weeks is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 full weeks and 3 days this week. So not long now. We'll set up a countdown to that. But if anybody starts to feel peaky, I'm not having it. So you've all got to stay alive until at least when Mike returns to work. Yes, Christmas holiday starts on the 4th of December and Mike returns on the 4th of January. Ooh! We do like a long Christmas holiday. We always have. But it's never... There have been times it's not gone terribly well. The year that you actually finished, you finished on the Tuesday, didn't you? And we took Mum and the doctor came. And that was the end of that. The next thing I remember, it was February and I had an abscess on my tooth and I was just screaming. Just literally screaming. So that wasn't the best of Christmases. And then last year you disappeared and I didn't see you again for 3 weeks.
No.
Yeah. So nobody is allowed to get ill. You've been warned. If you're going to be ill now, get over it. And then we intend to have a fabulous, fabulous Christmas with nobody being ill, dying or anything else either. It's just not convenient this year. So if you could arrange that, we'd all be very grateful, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We'll make sure that happens. Neil is expecting a power query and power pivot marathon. There you go. Kim says, if I die, I won't tell you until Mike goes back to work. Thank you for that, Kim. Oh, no, no one's allowed to get ill.
Then we need
stop.
Someone else to be the umpire.
No, no, no. Kim can do that wherever she is. She doesn't actually need to be alive to do that, surely. Kim's a superwoman. No, you're indestructible. Remember that, Kim. You are indestructible. Nothing is going to happen to any of us. We have had enough of that. We are going to have a fabulous month off at Christmas to make up for the disaster that 2020 has been. I do hope she doesn't need to inform us of that. Or any of you, indeed. And by then, by the time of Mike's holiday, Paul will be in his lovely new office with his lovely new Apple toys. So it'll be fabulous to be able to share all of that and not have to worry about it. Ah, I'm looking forward to it. So 5 and a bit weeks. 5 and a bit weeks. I didn't even think it was that long, but apparently November is a long month. Right, shall we go and find some food?
Yes.
That's the plan. Okay then. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.